The old life of yoga, you can understand it very beautifully in Shiva Manasa Puja by Shankaracharya. He says, whatever I do in the daily life, Nidra Samadhi Sthiti, equates Nidra with Samadhi. And wherever I walk, it is a Pradakshina. Yeah, I am not exactly remembering the stotra. Ratnai Kalpita Manasam, it goes something like that. If anyone can find out and give the printout of it tomorrow, you can very easily understand how to change your consciousness. And I always give you the example of the stone cutter. He is cutting the stone and says, to hell with this government. I have read so much and I had to do this work. Another stone cutter says, I am happy at least I am able to feed my children. Another stone cutter says, it is a divine opportunity in building a devalaya. But they are doing the same work. Same work, cutting the stone. So the entire secret of integral yoga is to integrate all these activities into that power descent. Be aware that our inner consciousness is slowly, 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 slowly transforming us. And always remember, even though you say slowly, 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 it can be instantaneous. It all depends on your surrender. While we still labor under the stress of the duality, this perception must no doubt constantly support itself on an act of faith. One is our inner consciousness, what we call the samadhi sthiti, but now we call it nidra sthiti because it is not samadhi. Because when it becomes samadhi, it can create universes, worlds, but the same sleep state. And many people ask me, and I give the same answer. You also remember this answer. One is the stone cutting answer for change of consciousness. Another is how to utilize a blade, the same nidra. If the same blade is in the hands of a small child, we fear that he may cut himself. With a pickpocketer, our pockets are gone. The same blade. The same blade in the hands of a brain surgeon, it gives us life. Same blade, same nidra. It may hurt us, it may help us, or it may lead to higher consciousness. So, this reconciliation of the inner state is the cause for the outer world. That is what we have to learn. Always remember, this is the real crux of the problem. We say we are because of the outer world. That man has done this. I have become an engineer, a doctor, because I have read it. And I have to follow this type of constrained life because of the government laws or this and that. It's so many things. But if you can understand that you have created it, your sleep state has created this universe, then how to change the world? If you can go there, you can change the world instantly. That is why always remember how mother smashed her over mental creation. Yesterday I have shown you, you remember, you just go through it. That's why I will ask you to go through it almost weekly, once at least together, those who are really interested in the fathering of it. If a over-mental creation, she could destroy it within an hour, for 1 year it was run. Many miracles happened, you read about that year. 1926, November, till 27th November. 1927 November. In that 1 year, many miracles happened, not only in Sri Aurobindo, Ashram, but also in the world, because of the over-mental creation. And when she was discussing with Sri Aurobindo, he smiled. He said, it's very beautiful. That is why whenever a guru says, fire, be careful. That, and really, I know, whenever my guru says I am right, I know he is going to bounce on me. Somewhere I have got wrong, therefore he is giving me a boost. So, he says, yes, you have done it very good, but that will create another religion, another mental system. Nobody will try to understand what it is. But if the supramental descent comes, there is no need of all these religions. She postponed it. After 1927, almost it is, for 20 years she has to wait. 1956, February 29, is it not? Supramental. So she mastered her over mind, over mental creation, and she gave the supramental creation. So this is what we have to remember when you sleep. You can create your next day. Got the point? And I am very seriously talking about this. You can create your next day. How? By surrendering. You don't try to create, because when you try to create, it is not even a over-mental creation. It will be a mental creation, and not even a higher mind creation. The levels of mind, you know, the higher mind, the illumined mind, the intuitive mind, and then the supramental mind. And our mind, when you think of a present level of evolution, the common level of evolution, it is not even a higher mind. It is a normal mind. And our creations will be normal. So don't try to create. So what you are supposed to do? One thing I have told you is, you always keep that when I am going to sleep, I will hover on the earth. And wherever my type of consciousness is there, his physical, vital and mental illnesses are cured. You are not curing. Your samadhi state is curing. You remember, if Siddhi Sai Samadhi and Venkateswara Swami Samadhi and Sri Aurobindo Samadhi work so miracles, why not yours? In that state all are uniform. Got the point? But you can't cure all just as they have them, because their type of consciousness is different. But our type of consciousness, our cycle consciousness, there are many thousands of people in the world. So there it is going. And how it cures? The samadhi state knows, the sleep state knows. Don't try to push it. Don't tell it how to do it. The moment you tell it, the obstacle comes. Got the point? That is the surrender aspect. It knows, the sleep state knows what to do. Clear? Because I think many people have a doubt of how to sleep. Thinking that I am explaining, but the more you hear, your own consciousness develops into your type of sleep. Nidra, samadhi, sthiti. So that samadhi sthiti, every day you are going, and we are not utilizing it. Surrender to your sleep. Surrender to your sleep. But with an intention. First intention is cure physical, vital, and mental illnesses of all. Of all. You don't worry about which type and where it is going, it will happen. And I advise you, read newspaper. There you will find your sleep experience, your efforts, somewhere there, somewhere there, somewhere there. You can identify it, because the vibrations will automatically tell you what is happening. Read it with that lens. How your sleep state is influencing the world. And then next idea is, create your next day. Are you going to create the next day? No. You are surrender. You surrender when going to sleep with these two goals. One is removing the obstacles, the illnesses, the physical, vital and mental plagues, illnesses. And then you also pray before going to sleep. My next day will be a supramental day for me. And you remember, in supramental day, everything will be harmonious. Don't worry about your problem. How to change this problem? Some man is disturbing me, or something like that. Don't worry how he disturbs it. You put him in the supramental light in your dream. And you are not doing anything, the supramental power will do it. Got the point? These two aspects while going to sleep. Is it any difficult? If you find it any difficult, you may ask me. I don't think it is difficult. It is just affirmation. And when I say affirmation, again, you write this in your own language, effectively, I am going to sleep. And as I am in that sleep state, the samadhi state of mind, I am helping the physical illnesses, the vital illnesses, the mental illnesses of all. And write all in capital letters. That's the first affirmation. The second affirmation, the moment I get up, this day will be the supramental day for me. That's all. You don't classify it, what do you mean by supramental day? Supramental day, you have to use the word, because Sri Aurobindo always said you have to write to us. Then only we can help you. And if you say he knows everything and he will help, it doesn't happen. I gave you that quotation, is it not? You go through that quotation again. You have to write it. So these two affirmations, you repeat it three times only. One is, I am going into my samadhi state, and in that samadhi state, what is my sleep state? You do put these two words. Be very clear. I am curing all physical illnesses, vital illnesses and mental illnesses. First affirmation. You can change the wording, but be very clear about the letter, words you are using. The next is, from tomorrow, each day, my wakeful consciousness is a supramental day for me. For me, be very clear about it. You are evolving. Don't ask others to be evolved equally as you are. Got it? Go to sleep. Then very miraculously, Sri Aurobindo has given that word, that almost instantaneously the changes come. And supramental descent is what they want. Therefore the changes, when you surrender to it, will be instantaneous. Be aware of it throughout the day. That becomes all life is yoga. You need not worry again how to live the day. What intention and ideal, you need not worry. But this last affirmation before sleep, do it. And for that, you should be aware of how the supramental descent comes. You have a photograph, I think. Those who are interested can keep that photograph on your wallpaper. That one. You just show it. They are available. That is opening the door of the supramental descent on 29th February 1956. That is the scene. So if you keep it at your what we call bed when before you sleep, and these affirmations, you read it before that photo, it will be more effective. And below it is a mantra. Again, I have forgotten the whole mantra. Here, what is it? The face of the truth is covered with a brilliant golden lid. That do thou remove, O Master, for the law of the truth for sight. The Sanskrit aspect, those who are interested in the Sanskrit aspect, Hiranmayena Patrena, Satyasya Pihitam Mukham, Tattvam Pushanma Patrulu, Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. So when you finish your affirmation, just repeat it and put your affirmation there and try to make it a beautiful card, your affirmation card. The more beautiful it is, more sincere you are. Got the point? Just put your affirmation there. And even if anybody sees, nobody understands what you have written there. So don't worry if anybody sees. Okay? By the ignorance they cross beyond death, and by the knowledge enjoy immortality. By the non-birth they cross beyond death, and by the birth enjoy immortality. That is the Isha Upanishad. You have to understand what death and what knowledge is. Death is becoming unconscious. It is nice when you become unconscious. It is a partial death. And when you get it, you have the knowledge. So this union between these two, reconciliation between your sleep state and your wakeful state, that is what we have to practice. And the details, the entire details is given in this chapter, the destiny of the individuals. He has given a lot of explanation. But the crux of it is, you should have a combined samadhi sthiti. Sama means equal, dhi means consciousness. What is the equal consciousness? Of your sleep state and your wakeful state. So you are always on the door. One leg there, one leg here. That is samadhi. Then man in the universe. Sixth chapter. The soul of man, remember, we are a traveler. The way we are behaving is as if we are to be continuing here on this planet Earth. But we know someday, whether you like it or not, you have to go. We are a traveler. And this traveler has to go into the subconscious and inconscient. We can say it's the subconscious or unconscious. Wanders in this cycle of Brahman, huge, is totality of life. You should be aware of all your life. We are not aware even this life, what we have done in our childhood. But that is the real crux of achievement. You have to be aware not only of your past life, but you have to be aware of your future life. That is the real consciousness, the integral consciousness, which integrates all these lives. And that is the truth. That is why it is also known as the truth consciousness. And because it is complete, it is also known as the Purna consciousness or the Purna Yoga. The supramental yoga, the Purna Yoga, or the truth yoga mean one and the same thing, but in different aspects. Bahuni me yati tani janmani tavacharjina tanyaham veda sarvani natam vesta parantapa. That is what Krishna says to Arjuna. Many times we are born together. That is what Sri Krishna is telling to Arjuna. Did anyone tell this to us? Again here, probably somebody must have told you, must have forgotten. Bahuni me yati tani janmani tavacharjina. Both me and you, Krishna and Arjuna, bahuni me yati tani, many lives we have spent together. Tanyaham veda sarvani, I know all. But you don't know. Will it not be happy if we can get someone like that who tells us? Can you imagine that we can get it? At least, are we sure that someday we may get it? How many feel that someday we are sure to get that? Someday. You have already got. That is what Sri Aurobindo says. Whenever my need came, I came with my people throughout the progress of the world's history, since time immemorial. And what does he mean when he is telling me, I have come with my group? Are you not his group? You are more humility, you know, I can understand that even though you know it, you won't say it, but at least accept it. You are told, just like Arjuna was told by Sri Krishna, bahuni me yati tani janmani tavacharjina. This is the fact, that is why the word he used is, where is the faith? Red faith somewhere? Godanha. No? I have forgotten, this one. On an act of faith. Arjuna also acted on faith, he didn't remember his past life. Krishna said, he accepted it. And if Sri Aurobindo and mother says you don't accept, then you are not Arjuna. So become Arjuna now. Next, I was reading about the soul. The soul of a man, a traveler, wanders in this cycle of Brahman. Huge, a totality of life. That is what I was explaining. A totality of states. Even when you are in this life, you live in different states. Maybe because of transfer, sometimes you may live in Karnataka state and sometimes you may live in Andhra state, and sometimes you, I am not talking about those states, and I am not talking about those nations, I am talking about the states of consciousness. Be aware of your consciousness. And there is one state of consciousness which continues throughout your day. Catch it. Am I clear what I am asking? Catch it. And if you want to try to catch it, naturally, every moment you will be aware, that becomes all life in yoga, automatically. In which state of consciousness I am behaving? For example, when you are in the office, you always work in that state of consciousness as whatever post you are. And in the home, it depends on your state, a father or brother or a sister or whatever it is in the family, you are in that state. With friends, God only knows what state is. Your friends tell you though. But try to capture what fundamental state of consciousness, like a string of consciousness, sutre manigana iva, just as a thread through the pearls, different pearls, but the same sutra, the same formula. If you can try and be aware of it, even when you are an officer in the office, a member of the family, a friend, whatever you are, a sutre manigana iva consciousness, if you can catch it. A totality of states, thinking itself different from the impeller of the journey. Now, what state you are supposed to capture? That state is the impeller of this journey. Who made you take this birth? We are not aware of it. What we are aware of it? Different. I am a student. I am a family member. I am a colleague, I am a friend, I am a military man. All these are different states. But all these states are pinned into a thread because of that consciousness which made you take this human birth. Got the point? That is what in Gita says, Sthita Yogasya Karmani. What is that shloka? Be in that yoga state and do it. I am forgetting the... Whatever it is, that state. It is easy in English. That state. What is that state in Gita? Find out. Yogastha kuru karmani. That is what he said. Yogastha kuru karmani. Be in that yoga and do your work. That is what he is saying. The impeller of this body journey, accepted by him, it attains its goal of immortality. And once you surrender it, when do you surrender? You always surrender in the sleep state, you remember. Don't try to surrender it in the wakeful state. We can't do it. But we try it. That is, man in the universe. You try to read that chapter. I think you are reading Life Divine, is it not? What chapter you are going on? Oh, whatever it is. It is better if you restart. With this background, it doesn't matter that you have to finish reading, because the Life Divine you will never finish. Even if you go to the Truth Consciousness, another Life Divine continues. So it doesn't matter if you change it, again start reading with this background. And then the ego in the dualities. The soul seated on the same tree of nature is absorbed and deluded and has sorrow because it is not the Lord. But when it sees and is in union with that other self and greatness of it, which is the Lord, then sorrow passes away from it. Dva saparna saija sukhaya, that is in Shveta Savatara Upanishad. There are two consciousnesses in us. One is that which made us take this birth, that is what Yogasthaha. And the other is who is facing all this problem. We face a problem, or any sorrow, or any happiness. Unfortunately, we don't think that happiness is a problem, but the real problem is happiness. When you are happy or when you are unhappy, there is that yogastha sthiti who sees all these things, the watcher, the presence. Whenever you go back there, do you know what happens? This happiness and trouble both vanish. Both vanish. And you will know the real purpose of that particular happiness or sorrow. We don't know why this sorrow was there and why this happiness was there. And many times when I tell people that even a sorrow, even a trouble is really something which gives you some higher level, they don't accept. But as a student, that is exactly what they are doing. When you write the examination, is it a happy thing? At least for me, writing an examination was never happy. And do you know another problem? Those who taught me throughout the year, at that time they don't teach. At the time of examination, if you ask them, they don't teach. And this is a real sorrow. But why you are facing that sorrow? Because your state of consciousness increases. Why can't you see your problems like that? They are exactly the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. So whenever a problem comes, it means you are ready for a higher level of consciousness. If you understand the examination point. Throughout the year, the same teacher who has told you everything, and he also tells you the important questions. He says he prepares for that questions also. And that man, you see how cruel he is. At the time of examination, he doesn't help. In the same way, at the time of sorrow, the presence will be there, and you think he is not helping. But don't you understand that the question paper was set by him? The problem was set by him? And the more difficult it is, that only means that he knows that you can conquer it. If not, the question paper will be out of syllabus. And you may say that sometimes we get out of syllabus. In nature, never out of syllabus. We do the mistake. Nature never does the mistake. So you remember that. Any problem, any disease, if you tackle it this way, and I am not saying it just to pacification attitude, it is the fact. Every problem is set for you in nature, because you are not born with your interest. That yogastha has forced it to take this birth. Is it not a fact? If not, we have selected some other parents. I am sure of that. At least I am sure of myself. I would have selected someone richer, and those who would not force me to read, and they would have given me all their and tell me spend. But such a parent we don't get. Why I am telling it is, this decision of born, being here, is the decision of your soul. It knows more than that. Be sure of it. That gives you the necessary power and happiness to face the problem. When the examination comes, as far as I know, as I was a student and as I was a lecturer, always the students wanted to be postponed. I have never heard a student asking, yes, take my examination. I don't know how you felt in your examination. So similarly, in this examination of sorrows and troubles, we want it to be postponed. No, it won't be postponed. At least here in this world, these examinations may be postponed because of some other reasons. But there, because it is its decision. One on the tree and the other which enjoys the fruit. The enjoying fruit doesn't know that which is behind it. But when you know it, the meaning changes. The soul seated on the same tree of nature is absorbed and deluded and has sorrow because it is not the Lord. But when it sees and is in union with that other self and greatness of it which is the Lord, then sorrow passes away from it. What is that chapter? Name of the chapter? The ego and the duality. The ego, I am the cause for this. In the student examination, you are not called for the examination. The examiners are the cause for the examination. Similarly, in these problems in our day-to-day life, when you know the examiner, who is our real examiner? The yogasthiti. And he knows, the examiner knows the answers to all problems. Are you not sure of it? Similarly, if you go there, all your problems are solved. And I'm not saying it as an example, as a simile, a fact, a real fact. And then chapter 8, the methods of Vedantic knowledge. The secret self in all beings is not apparent. That is what we are trying to capture, the secret self in the sleep state. And one day, you remember very soon, especially for us, those who are in this path of integral yoga, very soon you will reach that samadhi state. Very soon. It all depends on your sincerity and effort. And when I say very soon, just as Sri Aurobindo says, in 3 hours, 3 weeks, 3 years, 30 years, it all depends how fast, how sincere you are. But my personal experience and those who have joined with me in this, it never was more than 6 months. Within 6 months, you will know what the samadhi state is. But after that, how to utilize that samadhi state, of course, it takes time. But you will be conscious of that, yes, it is right, it is samadhi state. Within 6 months. So the secret self in all beings is not apparent now, but within 6 months you will be apparent. So Katha Upanishad has to be corrected in that way. Mentally, don't correct the Upanishad. The secret self in all beings is not apparent, but it is seen by means of the supreme reason, the subtle, by those who have the subtle vision. Now, in the same chapter, but our nature sees things through two eyes only, the right eye and the left eye, and be very, very attentive to what Sri Aurobindo has written. He has given a tremendous experiment. You can change that situation if you can use these two eyes. How? We have to learn. But our nature sees things through two eyes always, for it views them doubly as an idea and as a fact. As an idea and as a fact. And therefore, every concept is incomplete for us, and to a part of our nature almost unreal, until it becomes an experience. Got the point? An idea and its experience. The right eye and the left eye. The right eye is known as the sun, the left eye is known as the moon. You know moon is matter? What in Pushpa says, Chandrama manaso jata. So the left eye is the mind. We don't know how yet to use it. And what is the right eye? It is the soul power, the sun of truth, truth consciousness. And both the dual nature, the Purusha and the Prakriti. Sun is the Purusha and Chandrama is the Prakriti. Sri Aurobindo and Mother, all experiments dwell in our eyes. And now, there is one more eye, what is known as Agni, Surya, right eye, left eye, Chandrama, and Agni. And we forget that Agni is nothing but concentrated solar rays. We don't know the correlation between sun and Agni, but really Agni is nothing but concentrated solar rays. I told you an example. Even in summer, when a piece of cotton is here, it won't burn. But you put a magnifying lens, the fire, Agni starts. What happens? The solar rays are concentrated. So Agni is nothing but concentrated solar rays, where the determination, the sankalpa, it comes from here. But our nature sees things through two eyes always, for it uses them doubly as an idea and as a fact, and therefore every concept is incomplete for us, and to be a part of our nature almost unreal until it becomes an experience. And what the experience Sri Aurobindo and Mother has given is the experience of supramental descent. And that you can get it by these two. And how to do it? What is the chapter? Chapter name. Chapter 9, the methods of Vedantic knowledge. He has utilized the Vedantic knowledge and he has developed it. Just as the scientists have utilized these eyes and they have developed the microscope. We go into the smaller part. The scientists have utilized these two and they have gone to the far, far distance. I am giving a very standard, correct way of thinking. These two eyes, if utilized by microscope, you go subtler and subtler, scientifically. And if you use a scientific telescope, with these two eyes you see, then why not the supramental experiences? The only thing is, you need the apparatus. You need a microscope and a telescope. And the mother in Sri Aurobindo has created those machines. They have changed the atoms in the eyes, in the whole body. That is what mother has to do. The only thing is, you have to buy them. And here there is no buying, it is only asking. Ask and it shall be given. And if you ask and you don't wait for it, it is no asking. Got the point? You read this chapter, The Methods of Vedantic Knowledge. This is the key of how to get the eye, the vision of supramental descent. The sovereign action of the sense mind can be employed to develop other senses besides the five which we ordinarily use. Got it? In page 70 when he said it. Even the instruments which we don't have. Time is up? Okay. And the real process of creating these organs. Nature has given us these organs, the eyes, all these five senses. Nature has produced it for us, it's not. And if nature wants to produce a better organ because of Shodha Hain, what is that? Savitri lines. What's the time now? 10 to 8, okay. I will finish it by 8. Why I am showing this is again, how you can create the new organs in your body which can see and experience the supramental experience. And I want a homework to you, not today and tomorrow, but a few months. The relationship between the lines of Savitri, which I am now reading, and that of Shiva Tandava. Not this Tandava, Ma. You show the Savitri lines. Without that, this Shiva Tandava again becomes some stotra. You have not attached that here? From Savitri. Into the abysmal secrecy he came. Anyway, I will read it. Few people have this page. If they have it, open it on page. The page number is also not given here. This one. This is what you have to read because Savitri is mystic. And the mantric also, just like the Vedas. So if possible, if you want it, you read it daily, and if not, weekly once. Into the additional secrecy he came, where darkness peers from his mattress grey and nude, and stood on the locked subcontinent floor. When he came, he is talking about Sri Aurobindo himself. Where being slept unconscious of its thought. All our being sleeps unconscious when you are asleep, is it not? That is the state of consciousness, sleep. Where being slept unconscious of its thought and built the world not knowing what it built. That is what the Karana Jagat says. Your sleep creates the universe, unconscious of its being created. He is describing the sleep state, the unconscious state. Where being slept unconscious of its thoughts and built the world not knowing what it built. There waiting its hour, the future lay unknown. But even with all that, it is the evolution consciousness which is pushing you into that sleep and physical body. But unknown. There waiting its hour, the future lay unknown. There is the record of the vanished star, your past life. There is the slumber of the cosmic will, your future, the slumber of the cosmic will. He saw the secret key of nature change. There lies the secret of how to change the nature. He saw in night the eternal shadowy veil. Your sleep is nothing but the eternal shadowy veil. New death of a cellar in the house of life. Every day it is a partial death, the attic of death. All these deaths together, in the end, go to the final death. What is the meaning of it? Each day, each night, if you are aware of it, it will lead you into immortality. New death for a seller in the house of life. In destruction, felt creation, safety, peace. There in the sleep, if you can understand it, you know that creation's hasty pace, not only your pace of living. You know how fast the creation is moving? The sun and the solar system per day move 160,000 kilometers in one day towards that goal. Goal, Vishnupada. Later I will talk about this. You just put it the goal, the ultimate goal. Every day, if the sun and the nine planets and our earth is moving, are you not moving? Even if you don't want to move, you have to move because you are on the planet Earth. That hasty pace. In destruction felt creation's hasty pace. The destruction is something of a vast being. You imagine when the planet Earth was created and it will be destroyed, we don't know how many millions of years. He's talking about the destruction of the planet Earth. In destruction felt creation's hasty pace, new loss as the price of celestial gain. Very, very, very important. What I said, that the sorrow is a stepping stone for your evolutionary consciousness. Every loss that you are losing, every life that you are losing, new loss, a day is lost. When you sleep and get up, a day is gone. But what happens in that day? New loss as the price of a celestial gain, and hell as a shortcut to heaven's gate. Then in illusion's occult factory, and in inconscience magic printing house, you print your future. You print your future, you understand what you are doing. Literally you can do it at night. How to do it? He is giving the formula. He imposed upon the dark atom and dumb mass. Dark atom because all your atoms are sleeping. And dumb mass because even though you can speak and say, there you are dumb when you are asleep. So your entire body consciousness, the atom consciousness, what is called the light of matter. Previous life only, the light of matter. And then the light of the self. You remember that has shown three lights as the mind light. You just correlated this. He imposed upon the dark atom and dumb mass the diamond script of the imperishable. The diamond is a very dangerous word. You can make it mind die. Die mind. Diamond. Huh? So the what is it? Just bring it down a bit above or on this one. Then in illusion's occult factory and in the inconscience magic printing house, torn were the formats of the primal night. Got it? And shattered the stereotypes of ignorance, alive, breathing a deep spiritual breath. And now, the real supramental descent is always happening in you, since time immemorial. Even plants are having it. He made it a science of it. the breathing is the real supramental defect. Because Vidyamana Kosha is nothing but air. If not today, tomorrow I will correlate this. Your breathing is what makes you. Is it not? You are because of your breathing. That is the format. Nature expunged her stiff mechanical code and the articles of the bound soul's contract. Falsehood gave back to truth her tortured shape and knelled over the tables of the law of pain. He imposed upon the dark atom and dumb bars and the diamond scripts of the imperishable, inscribed on the dim heart of the fallen things, a peon song of free infinite, and the name foundation of eternity. And traced round the awake exultant self in the ideographs of the ineffable, the lyric of the love that waits through time, and the mystic volume of the book of bliss, and the message of the super conscient fire. The fire, you remember when Shivatandava, repeatedly he uses that word fire. Hell split across its huge abrupt facade, as if a magic building were undone. Night opened and vanished like a gulf of dreams. Healed were all things that time's torn heart were made, and sorrow could live no more in nature's breast. Sorrow could live no more. Division ceased to be, for God was there. The soul lit the conscious body with its ray. Matter and spirit mingled and were one. Now, this meaning, you find it musically in Shivatandava Stotra. But that explanation you have to. Because at that time I don't have. And if possible, if you can join, because the script is there, join your voice also. Because uttering goes into your subconscious. If possible.
Lalata fire. Pratikshanam mama. Radharendra Nandini Vilasa Bandhu Bandhura Radhiganta Santati Pramoda Mana Manasi Siddhigambare Manu Vinodametu Vastuni Abhujanga Kundala Surat Surat Manitrabha Kadamba Kunda Kuntala Pralita Dirva Dhumuti Kundu Kuntala Kulittariya Nedure Namo vinodam adhutam vibharta bhuta bhartari Sahasraloche natrabhutya secha lekha shekhara Rasonadhuni dhorani vidhuta ramiti karu Raja Malaya Nibadha Jata Jyotaka ಕೇಸಿನಾಯ ಗಾಯ ಕಂಚಕೋರ ಬಂಧು ಶೇಖರ. ಲಲಾಟಚತ್ವರಜ್ವಲಧನಂಜಯ ಸ್ವಯಂಗಭ ಸ್ಮೃತೀತ ಪಂಚ ಸಾಯಕ ನಮನ್ಯಲಿಂಪ ನಾಯಕ ಲೇಖಯ ವಿರಾಜಮಾನ ಶೇಖರ ಕಾಲು ಸಂಪದೆ ಶಿರೋಜ ಕಾಲಮಸ್ತು. ಧಗದ್ಧಗಜ್ವಲಲ್ಲಲಾಟ ಧನಂಜಯಾಹುತೀಕೃತ ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ಪಂಚಸಾಯಕೆ ಕುಶಾಗ್ರಚಿತ್ರ ಕಪ್ರಕ ಶಿಲ್ಪಿ ನೀತಿ ಯೋಚನೆ ನವೀನ ಮೇಘ ಮಂಡಳಿ ನಿರುಧುಧರ ಸುರ ಪ್ರಬಂಧಬದ್ಧ ಕನ್ನಡೀಧರ ಸ್ತನೋತು ವೃತ್ತಿ ಸಿಂಧುರ ಬಂಧುರಸ್ತಿಂದ್ರಗದ್ಧುರಂಧರ ಪುಲ್ಲನೀಲ ಪಂಕಜ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಕಾಲಿನ ಪ್ರಭಾ ಪ್ರಲಂಬ ಕಂಠ ಕಂದಲೀರು ಪ್ರಬಂಧ ಕಂಧರಂ ನರಕ್ಷಿದಂ ಪುರಕ್ಷಿದಂ ಭವಕ್ಷಿದಂ ಮಖಕ್ಷಿದಂ ಗಗಕ್ಷಿದಾಂಗ ಕಕ್ಷಿದಂ ತಮಂತ ಕಕ್ಷಿದಂ ಗದೇ ಸರ್ವಸರ್ವ ಮಂಗಲ ಕಲಾ ಕದಂಬ ಮಂಜರಿ ರಥ ಪ್ರವಾಹ ಮಾಧುರಿ ಮಧುರಕಂಕಂ ಭವಾಂತಕಂ ಮಥಾಂತಕಂ ಗಜಾಂಬಕಾಂಧ ಕಾಂತಕಂ ತಮಂತ ಕಾಂತಕಂ ಭಜೇ ಜಗತ್ಪದಿಭ್ರ ವಿಭ್ರಮ ಭ್ರಮದ್ಭುಜಂಗಮಸ್ಯಸತ್ಮಸ್ತುರಸ್ತರಾಲಭಾಲಹವ್ಯವಾಂಡಲ ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ಕಾಂಡವ ಶಿವ ಭುಜಂಗಮಸ್ತಿ ಕಸ್ತ್ರಜೋ ರತ್ನಕೋಷ್ಟಯೋ ಸುರದ್ಯಪಕ್ಷಿಂದ್ರಚಕ್ಷುಷೋ ಪ್ರಜಾಮಹಿ ಮಹೇಂದ್ರಯೋ ಸಮಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ಕದಾ ಸದಾ ಶಿವಂ ಭಜಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಸದಾ ಮಿಲಿಂಪ ನಿರ್ಧರಿ ಕುಂಜಕೋಟರೆ.
ಪಾಸ್ 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 ಇಟ್ ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪುಟ್ ಎ ಪಾಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಗೋ ಡೌನ್ ಗೋ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೋ ಅಪ್ ಗೋ ಡೌನ್ ಕದಾ ಮಿಲಿಂಪ ನಿರ್ಧರಿ 13th shloka. Nikunja kota revasan, the heart consciousness, the sleep consciousness. Then I will go there. That is what he is weeping. Ravana having 10 faces. 5 jnanendriyas, 5 karmendriyas. You have to go behind it. So that is what he says. When I can go there into that nirjari, where that truth consciousness is falling, and it falls into the heart, kada, nikunja kota revasan, that meaning, you get it. No, it's okay. They are able to hear. You got the point? That is how your sleep consciousness has to be thought of.
Lalo lalo chane lalama bhala lagnaka Shiveti mantra mucharan kada sakhi bhavamyaham. Nityameva muktam ottam ottam amtamam Kathantmaram brahmanaro vishuddhi meti sankatam. Hare Guru Subhakti Mashriyati Nanyadhagatim Imohanam Devi Nam Sankarasya Chintanam.
The Three in One. Interesting, 14 stanzas, the 14 worlds, Chaturdasha Bhuvanas. Okay, Jai Gurudev.